Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 2. Chapter the 3rd. A Recovery All Made Miserable.
Curses and sweariness. My daughter and her wretched journalist husband are due here soon, and I simply know they will be late.
Mr. and Mrs. Sourquill, sir.
But this is unheard of. You're early.
And I see, dear Papa, that we catch you by surprise. Well, trouserless.
But how are you early? Sourquill has lateness running through his veins like a Frenchman has patty and arrogance.
Your daughter has given me a special portable time clock.
How is that enormous device portable?
Oh, it is easily carried by 2 strong men, or 9 weak men. The size is due to the complexity which makes it so accurate. Ah, 17 minutes past 2.
My dear husband hasn't been late for 3 days now.
Impossible.
Ah, 17 minutes and 20 seconds past 2.
Is it necessary for it? For it to be quite so precise.
I could not be prompt if I did not know it was 17 and a half minutes past 2.
And now, dear Papa, we have news.
Your clock is more irritating than a pair of rough tweed pants at a jogging contest. Sir, well, destroy it.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid it is rather robust, sir.
It is made of wood from the little-known titanium tree.
Then use the house cannon, sir. Well,
certainly, sir.
Oh!
Clocks should be like women. They should stand in the corner silently and once a year receive a good servicing.
Poor Clive the clock.
Now, you have news. Is it regarding your pregnancy?
This morning we visited the birthing hospital, and we have this to show you. It is a 6-month guess at what the baby looks like painting.
Oh, I can see his little fingers and toes. And is that a tiny starched collar?
Yes. The doctors say he will be a barrister.
Oh, splendid. Now, shall we continue with my story?
Let us first have a minute's silence for Clive. Though how will we time it without him?
We won't. And so, I begin. When last we left my younger self, I was entangled with the evil railway baron, Emmett Sternbeater, as the train we were fighting on plunged over a cliff. As I fell, I cursed the late Sir Isaac Newton. Before his invention of gravity, people would survive such falls by floating gently to the ground. Then, with relief, I saw we were falling into a mattress orchard. Their softness would break my fall. But alas, the mattresses were not yet ripe. They were consequently incredibly hard. I fell from the mattress tree onto the stony, hurty, quite possibly killy ground. Ow! 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 And Stonebeater landed beside me.
Ow! Ow! I'm more of a man than you. I only said ow twice. You said it 3 times. Now, you may have survived the fall, but you will not survive me.
I could not move as he limped towards me.
What is that chopping, sir? No!
Luckily, fate intervened in the form of the locomotive we had until recently been fighting on. It, too, had plunged off the cliff and now struck Sternbeater, crushing him to the height and width of a very unpleasant and intestine-filled plate.
Oh.
I immediately...